Hello, Encyclopedia. I'm the Unidiot. And this is a main space narration. Comedy is a constantly evolving creature. What was once funny in olden times may be met with blank stares and drooling today. This is because the human mind has become more sophisticated with every passing year. Society has innovated, and as comedy is a significant part of any civilization, what humor in society has innovated along with it. Explored in this article are several of the most notable ways comedy has innovated over the years. You're going to have to shut up, Chris. Our first example is the pie in the face gag. Old. Bob gets hit in the face with a cream pie. And the new. Bob gets hit in the face with a cream pie. Bob dies. This is what's referred to as dark comedy. That means it should make you think. The first hypothetically is merely a gag, with no substance to it at all. Our bomb merely experiences some minor humiliation and a bit of a mess to clean up. It elicits some chuckles, but otherwise nothing is gained or lost. In the new innovative form of comedy, Bob is not only embarrassed, but is also dead. This is still funny, but for a much different reason. It reminds us of our impending mortality, while not being at all worried about it. Plus, it provokes much thought in the viewer, such as, what if I got in the hit in the face with a lethal pie? Or the much more enlightening, what if I hit my boss in the face with a lethal pie? Ultimately, it enriches us and makes our laughter much more real. On to the A Man Walks Into a Bar gag. Old. A man walks into a bar. He asks the bartender, you serve shrimp here? Of course, the bartender responds, we had Mickey Rooney in here just last week. New. Ben Stiller walks into a bar. Nothing particularly funny happens. The movie makes $130 million domestically. What's changed? One of the biggest improvements of comedy in the years is bankability. The old joke is clever enough, but are there any big names? No. Last time Mickey Rooney was 1941. Now all you have to do is attach Ben Stiller to the joke, crank out a script, and take advantage of a grotesque marketing budget, and you've got yourself a box office smash. Sure, it's nothing when you'd want to watch yourself, but when you're counting the hundreds of dollars you've earned from product tie-ins, you'll be the first in line when the studios want a sequel. Physical comedy. Old. Larry, Curly, and Moe run into a pole. New. Jessica Alba runs into a pole. Comedy has always been lacking sexiness, until now, that is. In the past, ugly old guys like the Three Stooges ran around the movie screens hitting each other with hammers and falling to the ground. Funny, perhaps, but not at all arousing. Substitute the Stooges with a star from the Page's Maxim, and only is it totally funny, it's also really hot. What to say that if one was to expose Mope's panties in a zany way, the reaction would involve vomit, not drool. Political humor. Old. I have a higher and grander standard of principle than George Washington. He cannot lie. I can, but I won't. New. We have a cartoon here, it involves Bush saying, I'm dumb. What's changed? In Twain's day, being funny was not a prerequisite for humor. How else could a humorist write something so lame? And on top of that, he knows making light of George Washington, a true American hero, and possibly the greatest human to ever exist in any dimension. On top of that, nobody knows what the fuck he's saying. The new comedy is witty and to the point, and most importantly, has pictures. Satire is all there. Immigration policies are dumb, and George W. Bush has big ears. It's obvious, and nobody, including the satirist, has to think that hard, if at all. In fact, taking the think work out of political humor is possibly one of the best, most helpful innovations the comedy world has seen. Break time! Oh, what? Oh, that's cool. No. Humorous politicians. Old. Sock it to me. Richard Nixon. Rowan and Martin's laughing. New. Education, if you make the most of it, you study hard, you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. And if you don't, you get stuck in Iraq. John Kerry. What's changed? Richard Nixon's quaint little joke made an attempt to improve his likability in time for the election was edgeless, basicist. Richard Nixon's quaint little joke made it an... What's changed? Richard Nixon's quaint little joke made an attempt to improve his likability in time for the election was edgeless, basic, and perhaps, worst of all, not even written by him. John Kerry, on the other hand, writes all of his own stuff. His fearless, singing satire of the military industrial complex was certainly not for everyone, but for those intellectual enough to understand the complex nuance of his witty remark, it was cause for righteous laughter and the sharing of fine wine. If he had delivered it before the 2004 election, he would have undoubtedly secured votes necessary to make up for the votes he lost to fraud. Stand up. Old. What's the deal with women? Am I right, fellas? They're all like, ah, you think I'm fat, you jerk. Haha, I'm telling you folks, sometimes it's like they're from a whole other planet. New. Chicks, dude, they're like evil, like evil robots. Shazam! Then they like karate chop your nuts, like, hi-ya! But like, only figuratively, right? Or else they get arrested by the police. Evil. The comedian then proceeds to do a 360-degree spin while making gun noises. What's changed? Frankly, this area of comedy was already pretty good, but with recent innovations, and now it includes cool noises. Both of these hypotheticals offer a unique and personal perspectives on an issue that people identify with, and both are intelligent, original commentaries on human nature. Now it's even more hilarious and hip, too, thanks to an excessive use of onomatopoeia and the word robot. Do-it-yourself comedy. Old. A man gets hit in the groin with a baseball. His friends laugh. New. A man gets hit in the groin with a baseball. His friends record it on video and put it on YouTube. Thousands of people laugh. What's changed? Sharing brilliant comedy with the world has become increasingly simpler. In decades past, such a piece of well-crafted and smart humor would only get to be appreciated by a select few. Then came America's Funniest Home Videos, which gave exposure and $10,000 to the best examples of this stoic art. Not to mention, included the comic genius Bob Saget. But it was also still hard for aspiring groin-based comedians to get their work to the masses. YouTube gave many of these visionaries the venue they needed to get the recognition they deserve. Now the world can relish in the embarrassment of others with much greater ease. Online encyclopedia parodies. Old. They didn't exist. New. They do exist. What's changed? Oh, wait. Innovations. My mistake. I'm the Unidiot, and this has been a most unusual main space narration.